Blackstone Publishing presents The Name of Death by Clester Cavalcanti, translated by Nick Caister. This book is read by Jonathan Davis.
This book is dedicated to my parents, Deborah and Alcindo, also to my son, Diego.
Author's note. It took 7 years of interviews before Julio Santana authorized me to put his real name in this book. The first time we spoke, in March 1999, he agreed to tell me a story, but did not want to reveal his identity or to allow me or anyone else to photograph him. That's easily understood. The man I started to interview from that day on, at an average of once a month, is a professional killer who in 35 years of work has shot almost 500 people. More precisely, 492 deaths, of which 487 were duly recorded in a notebook, with the date and place of the crime, how much he received for the job, and most important of all, the names of those who contracted him, as well as those of the victims. My first contact with this intriguing Brazilian citizen came about while I was working on a report about slave labor. At that time, in March 1999, I was Veja magazine's correspondent in Amazonia, a post I held for a little more than 2 years. For the report, the photographer Janduari C. Mois and I traveled to various towns in Pará State, looking for people who had been enslaved and for ranchers who kept slaves on their properties. During an operation by the federal police and the Ministry of Justice in the town of Tomeaçu, one of the policemen said it was common in the region for the ranchers to hire gunmen to kill relatives, usually the children or brothers of slave workers who had fled their states, as a way of forcing the slaves to return to work. Seeing my interest in talking to one of these killers, a policeman taking part in the operation told me he knew a gunman and would speak to him to see if he can give me his phone number. To anyone who knows how the Brazilian police operate, unfortunately, this friendly relationship between criminals and the police is nothing new. But I only really believe this federal policeman was going to put me in touch with the killer 2 days later, when he contacted me to say he had already talked to the gunman and that I could phone him the next day at precisely 2 o'clock in the afternoon. The number he gave me was a public phone opposite a bakery in the town of Porto Franco in Maranhão State.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?